The midterm elections are inching closer. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. And President Biden is speaking to voters and answering the tough questions about rising gas prices and inflation rates.
Speaking in Philadelphia last night, the president lashed out at oil companies. Yes, gas prices hit an all-time high of over $5 a gallon back in June, but the average price of gallon of regular unleaded gasoline across the country is not $3.29 right now, as the president claims, is $3.76, according to AAA, about 60% higher than when Biden was sworn into office.
Fox's Lucas Thomason. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security is on high alert for any sign of foreign hacking into election databases ahead of the midterm elections.
Well, Secretary of Homeland Security is now warning that China, Iran, and Russia are all working overtime to try and hack the coming midterm elections, and that American voters across the nation need to be aware. Earlier this month, the FBI released a bulletin seeking to reassure voters the elections are secure, but acknowledged the same threat Mayorkas is now highlighting. Quote, election systems that house voter registration information or manage non-voting election processes continue to be a target of interest for malicious threat actors.
Fox's Jillian Turner. And an investigation continues after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, was attacked during a break-in at their San Francisco home.
22-year-old David DePape allegedly broke into the Pelosi home through a back door and was shouting, "Where's Nancy?" The speaker, she was in D.C., but her husband, 82-year-old Paul Pelosi, was inside. He was able to call 911. Police say when they got there, they found both Pelosi and the suspect fighting over a hammer and even witnessed the suspect striking Pelosi at least once.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Plus, at least 59 people died and 150 more were injured after being crushed by a large crowd pushing forward on a narrow street during Halloween celebrations in Seoul. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A pre-game gaffe. Grammy-nominated singer Eric Burton lost track of the lyrics during the Star-Spangled Banner before Friday night's World Series opener between Houston and Philadelphia. With players and staff lined up on the field for the traditional pre-game ceremony, Burton went a little off track, singing things like "The Twilight's Last Streaming" instead of "Gleaming." Social media lit up with reactions, some bashing the singer for forgetting the words, and others sympathizing with Burton. Plus, country music stars celebrate the Rolling Stones.
The brothers Osborne, Little Big Town, and Jimmy Allen are among the country music stars celebrating the 60th anniversary of rock band The Rolling Stones for Stone Cold Country. Eric Church takes on Gimme Shelter. Ashley McBride offers a take on I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Brooks and Dunn offer up Honky Tonk Women, and the brothers Osborne take on It's Only Rock and Roll, But I Like It. Yes, I The duo teams with The War and Treaty for the song, which lands November 4th. Lainey Wilson takes on You Can't Always Get What You Want, and Mara Morris performs Dead Flowers. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And what do Gen Z teens like?
Nike, Amazon, TikTok. They aren't just some of the most well-known brands in the U.S. They're the choice of Gen Z teens, according to a new report. Gen Z is defined by those born between the late 1990s and the early 2010s. The Taking Stock with Teens survey was done between August 12th and September 23rd by Piper Sandler, an investment banking company. It found that 15% of Gen Z teens say Chick-fil-A is their favorite restaurant, followed by Starbucks, Chipotle, McDonald's, and Olive Garden. They say Amazon is their favorite e-commerce site, and Nike is the top clothing brand. TikTok is number one for favorite social platform, with Snap at number two, followed by Instagram. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.